part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
What is this?
The heavy metal episode?
No, but it's Way of the Bob. The future is a joke. Remember we talked about playing it on the
kick
second?
Ass.
I love this tune. I think it should be our theme song.
You think so?
Episode 98, part two. We're back again.
Back again, John.
Rocking. We got our drinks all cranked up. I got a chat message on Skype from... nude something or other. Nude Girl 22. Don't know what that means. Looks like Kinky Sex Radio just popped on.
Nude Girl 21 is out of sight. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to her. Nude Girl 21. I don't know about Nude Girl 22.
No doubt.
Have you ever talked to Nude Guy number 8? He's
oh,
hot, man.
No doubt. No doubt. He's got some...
We should be Nude Guy number 9. Number
nude,
9.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9. Way of the Bob, man. This guy fucking rocks, man.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and you know, we thought this song, The Future Is Now, and it is a goddamn joke over here in the States. But it turns out it's about a guy and a girl. Like a guy singing about his girlfriend.
But you know what? It applies. Isn't music and art subjective?
It is subjective.
You can apply your own... Because they don't say, like, Jenny is a joke.
Well, the only goddamn reason Hemingway is still popular is because he's so evasive.
Abstract.
You don't know what the hell he's talking about. Yeah. So they push that shit in English class to figure out, what is your interpretation?
I want
to
play this tune,
of Hemingway.
Kangaroo Court.
Oh, you know what I was thinking today? We already do American Idiot and we do Holiday. That's tracks 1 and track 3.
Which we didn't fucking do last night.
No,
which
we
I don't
didn't.
Understand.
I don't know. We play that song every fucking practice and
we never do it live.
I'm saying.
Because I think Rick's afraid of the solo part in the middle or whatever the fucking thing is.
Does he have to sing during that?
I don't know.
Because what I'm saying is, I was going to suggest this to Rick. That's track 1 and track 3 of the album.
Yeah.
Track 2, that's that like 9-minute mini rock opera.
Right.
I think we tried to do.
Did you watch the DVD
that
I sent you?
I haven't seen that yet.
Dude.
I'm going to watch it
tomorrow.
Bullet
in the Bible? It's awesome.
I'm going to watch it Tuesday.
It's awesome.
I'm going to watch it Tuesday.
Watch it with your wife.
We should, especially
if she likes the drummer, he's like nude in like a scene.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll make sure we do
that. And he's pretty built. He's buff.
We should have watched that instead of Smoking Aces, that piece of shit.
Smoking Aceholes.
What a waste of fucking time.
Yeah, no doubt. Uh-oh.
Wow.
What was that?
So I'm going to suggest to Rick that we do track 2 off of American Idiot in its entirety.
Yeah.
And we can switch up on vocals. I could take, he could take the first part, I'll take the second one, third, fourth, you know, so on.
Yeah.
And I think that the private party we're playing later on, I think they would dig that.
No doubt.
Side 1 of American
Absolutely.
Idiot.
Who the fuck said that?
You know what I'm saying?
I do. We could do it, man. No
we
doubt.
We could. Because we got the tools, we got the talent.
We got the tools, we got the talent.
Oh, and you know, that reminds me, the gig we played, and I mentioned this, because I couldn't hear myself, I played harder to try to hear myself, and I fucked up my wrist or my forearm, with inflammation. You gotta hook me up with the shit that I stand on. Tell me what to get.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll get it for you.
Tell me what to get.
I'll hook you up.
No, tell me what to get. I'll get it.
Yeah.
I went out, and what it is, it's John has this, what do they call
it's
it?
A butt kicker.
A butt kicker, and you stick it on the bottom of your stool.
My stool.
Your stool. So your tetanus is vibrating with the bass kick.
Yeah, the kick drum.
And then they have this thing that I can stand on.
Yeah.
And I'll hear.
It's like $300
I'll
bucks.
Feel. So. I'll feel.
Yeah, you'll feel.
No, no, no. When I saw it was $99, but I'm thinking, is there
No, that's for the mat.
That's just for the mat.
The mat.
But I'll need the amplifier too.
No,
right?
No, we could daisy chain it to the subwoofer, but you'll need the actual
we are
butt
a band,
kicker.
John.
Yeah, the butt kicker.
I'll need my own butt kicker.
I know what you're saying, man. It gets to a point where you can't hear the kick. So you can't lock.
I can't lock in.
You can't get into the pocket, if you will.
If you will.
If
John.
You will.
Oh, and the great thing about that Arlington gig at Trackside.
Oh, yeah.
Is it got that kind of a hollow stage. And there's a sweet spot on that stage where I get that effect. I can hear the kick. I can hear my own bass as I'm playing, John. And I can lock in.
Lock
I'm looking forward to that
in.
Gig.
Right. No doubt.
The one thing I forgot to mention is Tommy. What's his last name?
I don't know.
Tommy.
Tommy Iommi.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He was there, and...
He's out of sight, man. That guy's cool.
He is totally cool. He looked at my bass. He looked down the neck of my bass. He was like, dude, man, this is all fucked up.
Dude.
How could you play this thing? I don't know. I don't know shit about this stuff. So he's like, hey, man, do you have anything that you could stick in the truss rod?
Screwdriver, yeah.
Yeah, so I did this. I did like four turns, and it turned out that it was too much. It tightened the neck too much, and there was some buzzing.
Yeah.
And then I clicked it back one, and then he said, okay, much better. And he said there's something else he can do.
Yeah, intonation.
But he left. He just left all of a sudden. I don't know if he got pissed off.
Right.
Did he get pissed off?
No. Well, yeah, because he wanted to jam. He wanted to play. Rick
well, I
said,
asked,
yeah, you could play. And he never, he kept saying to me, when? When am I going to fucking
you?
Play?
Because I said, well, why don't you come up and
jam?
You got
to talk to Rick, man. Anytime you want. I say, get your shit now. And he wanted to bring his amp out and everything, which is fine. Because he's a player, man. He rocks.
Oh, that's
that
what
dude
I've
can
heard.
Play anything.
Well, when I was talking to him,
any
I said,
fucking tune.
Hey, man, I don't think I've ever heard you play. I don't think I have. Maybe I have at an open mic, but I don't remember it.
Any song. He goes, you guys play Jenny Jenny? I said, yeah. He goes, I know that one. I know the lead and everything. I go, do you know, what was that tune we play, the Gloria Gaynor?
I Will Survive.
I Will Survive. I go, you know that? He's like, oh, yeah, fucking A.
Yeah, well, like, after the first set, he came up, he said, yeah, like eight of those songs. I could jam with you guys.
Yeah.
I said, well, you got your axe? Why don't you hook it up, man? Let's jam. Because
Rick always wanted to have a guitar player that just played all the leads and tasty shit throughout the song. Because Rick is a real good chord player, but he has trouble on the leads.
I think he does the leads pretty well.
Pretty well.
But
when he tries to pose...
Did he try to pose?
Oh, last night? Oh, my God.
Yeah, because one of the leads...
He turned around and looked at me. Yeah.
He played,
you
know, I'm like...
Up to both of you looked at me like, well, what do you want me to do about it? Whip a stick at him
something? I was doing the old motion where I, like, you know, jerk my head towards him.
Hey, what the fuck?
He's fucking up. He's fucking up.
Yeah, don't look at me.
He's fucking up. Yeah, don't look at me.
I'm looking at you because I see it if you're cracking up. I did get him to fall on the stage.
Well,
and
he even came over and said, didn't say, but he like shouted, okay, yeah, I'm completely fucked up on this.
He was so hammered yesterday.
Even during the playing?
Yeah, he was jacked up. We were drinking Red Bulls and vodkas, half and half.
And Is that why?
He goes, I agree, man. You can't not chug a Red Bull and vodka. They taste so good.
They do taste good.
And he said, I had the worst headache today. And he loaded the entire van himself and then unloaded it himself. And unloaded it at the gig himself.
You got to stay hydrated. Like when I got home last night, I drank two I don't know, maybe liters of water. So I had 2 liters of water.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, I just went to the can, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like I woke up at 3 a.m. and had to go to the can.
Right.
It's because I was goddamn dehydrated from all the alcohol. So that's all you got to do. When you get home, you pound the water.
Right.
Pound the water.
Toward the floor. No doubt, man.
So, because Tommy, he left pretty abruptly.
He's like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Is he
going to
be
man.
Back or what? Because, like, when we, I don't know, not at the Beacon, but we're working on Working Man.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to go over Judas Priest like I said I was.
Why not?
Because my wrist is all fucked up. What am I going
to
do?
Well, just listen to it, man. All right, get into the groove.
I'll listen to it. I'll try to get into the groove.
The groove.
But yeah,
the guru.
Well, what we should do is, I guess we got to pass this by Rick, but we can give him our set list, and then all the songs that he does know, we can just do that during the second set,
right?
At the Beacon, and have him play. See what
right,
you know,
right.
See how it goes.
Right.
Right on, John.
All right.
Hey, when are we gonna jam again for the podcast?
What do you mean?
For the podcast, we used to jam. We should jam out.
Okay, here's the deal. When we move back into the old, the other studio, the home studio.
The home studio.
We will be jamming whenever you want.
That's out of sight,
it's all
man.
Set because
out
the washer and dryer's been
sight.
Moved to the second floor. All the other shit is going to be moved into another room with the fridge and all that. The band can actually practice in the old room we were in, and it'll be bigger because we're going to move the shelves out. We have this huge fucking attic. I'm going to redo the office and sound deaden it a little bit. And I'm buying a new electronic drum module.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
Hey, so... Could I buy your old module off you? And
yeah,
then
you
somehow,
can have it, and you just buy the pads.
Just buy the pads, because yeah. I want to start drumming again.
Hart makes a pad setup.
That's out of sight.
Totally.
That is out of sight. Oh, there's a song that, in the call, Phil, the bass player,
yeah.
If you're still listening, yeah. You're coming, be a guest again. Learned
His
better
brother
than...
listens. T-Bone listens. Shout
T-Bone.
Out to T-Bone.
T-Bone.
What's up?
Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh. Better Than Ezra. The song is Juicy. Learn Juicy.
Juicy, yeah.
Juicy. And I'll learn it. I'll play the guitar and I'll sing, and we'll do that as a jam if you come back and be a guest.
Nice.
Because the wife said she wants me to introduce that song to Kangaroo Court.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's our style. But if I were to pull it off on a podcast, because I dig the song, and I can mimic the Better Than Ezra singer,
yeah,
pretty well, John.
I'd like to
say so.
You know
myself.
What? While we're at it, I'd like to read a couple more from the petition. Shall
oh, the
I?
Petition, of course.
Orochi says we need our weekly dose of tetanus.
Tetanus.
Yeah, but here's Errol Wolf says. The first podcast I subscribed to was Total Talk Nonsense because I am from the Midwest, like garage bands, and like to hear other people's political opinions on occasion.
On occasion?
Yeah.
So that means he only downloads episode 3
yeah.
every once a
once
month.
Once in a while. What he says, Scott, is some people indulge in chocolate. Some people sneak a drink. Some people buy shoes. My fetish or indulgence is TTN. What can I say? I'm not perfect, but these two guys have provided me with some great entertainment and laughs over the past year or so. Please let Scott keep playing with Johnster Boy. I wouldn't know what to do if there wasn't a juicy TTN download each Tuesday.
Juicy?
Yeah. Now, here's the one that got me.
Got you.
I started to cry a little bit.
Started to well up?
Way of the Bob's mom.
Way of the checking Bob's in. Mom.
Now, she literally, Way of the Bob's mom is a big fan of the show. And she says,
I'm sorry, hold on. Are they in Scotland or Ireland?
England.
They're going to be pissed.
They're in England.
They're in England?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, they're really going to be upset that I didn't know where they were from.
Oh, you bastard.
I'm sorry. I apologize profusely.
Way of the Bob's mom says, do not do this to us! As stated above, we do commend you that your husband is well under the thumb. So the women are very supportive of your lovely wife.
Under my thumb.
But please show some female wisdom. You know, you now.
I thought you were tearing up, and now you're cracking up.
But please show some female wisdom. You now have the power to do something great for mankind and womankind alike around the world. Show mercy. If I don't get my weekly fix of TTN, I will go completely bonkers, and I will have to come and find you.
Wow, another threat.
Yeah, I don't think she means it, though.
No, it's just
because, you know, the women, they're in alliance. You know, they're always going to be in alliance with the wife. Always.
Always.
They never side with the man, believe me. I know this for a fact, honey.
I believe you.
Honey, I know this for a fact. They always side with each other. And that's their power, you know?
Yeah.
Am I making any fucking sense? Because I'm a little hammered.
You know, I didn't want to. I'm going to give you mine. Me too.
Say, I've been puffing.
Snot just came out of my right nostril.
I'm glad I don't talk on that mic, man. That is gnarly.
It gets me back to the Einstein book that I'm reading. And one of the things that they talk about is the Einstein's first wife and her contributions to the papers that he wrote in 1905.
Yeah.
And how much he contributed to that, because she was a mathematician and a physicist. Did I say physicist? Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think so. But
I think that's right.
She was a physicist also. Did I tell you my grandfather wrote a math book?
No, when you poured me this Red Bull and vodka, what was it like?
It was more like
vodka
and Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, that's brutal, man. Because I'm starting to lose it. Anyway. it makes you think that there's a... in this book, they say... that the wife had nothing to do with it. But I don't believe that. I think that he bounced all these ideas off of her, and there was an exchange of ideas, and that's what led him to...
Let me tell you something about your wife that I think, okay?
Oh, all right.
I think because of your wife, you are way more successful now than you were before your wife entered your life. And I attribute my wife the same way because... yeah, I would have fucking been happy playing in a band.
I would have been happy driving, being a toll booth operator.
Driving a forklift or whatever. My whole life, okay? But
our wives challenged us.
They challenge you, and they're very supportive to the point where without that kind of challenge and supportiveness, I remember my wife saying something to me like, you don't even make your age.
I always made my age. You didn't make your age?
No.
Oh, that's brutal.
There was a time when we first met. Yeah. And that really messed me up. But when I found out she was pregnant with our first, our daughter, that motivated me to change everything.
To propose to her?
No. You heard about that? No. No. It motivated me to change my entire outlook on life. And Rick even came to the same conclusion the other night. We were at we're at Eddie's watching this really shitty ass Beatles band. And
Beatles better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the singer of the band was very good, and the guy who books us at all the track gigs, he was playing keyboards. So I met him in person for the first time.
Well, that's out of sight.
He looks a lot like me. No,
with him about the contracts.
About contracts. You should hear those conversations, man. They're out of sight. I actually let Rick listen into one while I was on the phone at work with the guy.
You should record him for the show.
I had Rick on my cell phone, and he thought I was joking that I was on the phone with him. I was negotiating for more money. And I said, no, dude, that's not going to do. That's not going to do. We're playing a holiday weekend. We got to have more money. That's not going to do.
Fucking A, man.
He says, okay, it's my max. That's it. $2,000. Whatever we got that one Memorial Day weekend we played. $2,000. That's my max. All right. Because usually it used to be $1,200. I got it to two G's.
Nice.
And now we're always $1,800.
So I got to give you 10% of that, right?
No.
Because you're like the manager.
No. We got to get a manager. That's what we talked about at Eddie's, about getting a manager, paying him 10 to 15%. Anyways, Rick came
back.
Hold
on. Get back to that. I need extra cash.
Before we say that, I know. Let me explain what he said.
All right.
He had said before, we were talking about how he and I got into like some chest bumping matches and almost fist fights a couple of times. And back then, it was like the hardest part of our life was playing in the band. Now, it's the hardest part of our life is to keep...
all the other shit.
Yeah, keep all the other shit together. The family, the money, the house, the this, the that. And the band is trivial. And we all understand that now. Because we all have almost all the same things going on. And, of course, yeah, we want to do good in the band, but we totally understand when there's an issue. Before, it'd be like, oh, dude, yeah, me and the wife, there's something going on. I can't do practice. What? What the fuck, man?
Shit about it?
Where's your fucking priorities, man? Yeah, the band was like all most important thing. Yeah, we were practicing Tuesday and Thursday every week and Sunday from noon to 6. Every fucking week. We were playing almost every weekend gigs. And Rick was writing songs like every 2 months. He was writing a new song. And he was very passionate about that and all that stuff. He was very concerned about the direction and all that. You know, I mean, it was really focused. Now it's like the priority is the family and all this other stuff. But it's almost like you need the band thing as some sort of an outlet. Because that shit, that other shit will drive you crazy. And you kind of understand why people just go wacko if they don't have something else but the family. And I'm even talking about people like who are into the church and all that stuff. They do all this other stuff. Even if it's including the family or outside of the family or whatever, if it wasn't for like baseball, if it wasn't for all this other stuff, we'd go nuts if we hung around together 24/7. I don't know how the fucking cave people did it, man.
Did they?
Didn't go nuts.
But did they? Well, they
but did they, right?
A lot.
They lived till they were like 30 and they all died.
Yeah, they had to fuck a lot and then they died when they were 30.
But we live now till we're like 90. So you got to have some sort of an outlet, and this is kind of like what we do. The band, our podcast, it's an outlet. All these things are outlets. The wife has her thing, or women's auxiliary or whatever. I don't know what it is.
Well, they
go to Vegas. They have this whole thing. She volunteers for stuff. Somebody came to her and asked her to be part of the Board of Education a couple months ago.
Nice.
You know, so, you know.
When I was 36, I had pneumonia. And 100 years ago, I think about this a lot. If this happened to me 100 years ago, I'd be fucking dead.
Yeah.
I would be dead.
Yeah.
Because when I had pneumonia, I was in bed. They pumped me full of steroids, antibiotics.
I remember that.
I lost 40 pounds in 2 weeks. And if it wasn't for modern medicine, I would be fucking dead at 36.
I was concerned about you, man.
36, man.
No doubt.
So, yeah, you know, you think about, well, what would it be like living in medieval times? It'd be shit is what it'd be like.
No doubt.
I would dig, like, taking our time machine back to maybe the Roman Empire, checking that out. And maybe some other things, but to actually live in that time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be fucking miserable.
No PlayStation? What the fuck would I do? Jesus, what would my son do?
Yeah.
Here's my son. Dad, can I play PlayStation? No. Can I watch a movie? No. Can I watch TV? No. Go outside. It's sunny out. Go do something outside. Ride your bike. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
No.
What's the jungle one?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
What does that mean? I don't know.
There's a song. It was popular in the 50s. And then the New York Dolls covered it. New York Dolls with David Johansen.
Hey, dude.
Dude, man.
I have not read comments.
Comments!
I have not read comments. Sorry, didn't mean to segue, but anyways, the comments say, cricket score. Look forward to Century. I hope it's 100, not out, and you're not declaring. The international community needs this show. Tet! Stephen C.
Tet!
Hot?
Tet!
Woohoo! Stop at 100? I think not. The Scottster is always up for a challenge. This I know. Rika getting hot? Would love to hear that on the cast. Tet! Obviously.
Tet!
And he winks. He does the wink.
Wink, wink.
That's from Errol Wilf.
Errol Wilf.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'll see if I can get Rika out to the Beacon. If Errol Wilf wants to drive down, you know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, no doubt. And here's the thing. I really wish Paulie B would come back, because I don't think we showed him the good time that we could have.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to come back with Tony Hearn.
Well, I was nervous. I was nervous. I don't know about you, but I was a little nervous when he was here. I was like, to me.
You were nervous.
Yeah,
I drank a bottle of Glenlivet. And I had to go home.
And I was But anyway, Paulie B chimes in with his, he's very loyal. Nice to hear you getting the armed forces on the show. Also nice to hear they're drunkards. Good Lord! What chance do we have in the battle against fundamentalism when the Allied forces are fundamentally leathered? Love, Pauly BX.
They got to be fundamentally leathered to be over in Baghdad.
No doubt.
And trying to secure that fucking fuck-up.
Which fuck-up would that be, Scott?
Which one? It starts with the W, John. It starts with the W.
Starts there.
That's right. Is that all the comments?
No, that's all the comments. But we got an email. Yeah, it says, John and Scott, and this is why I don't think this is a, you had said you thought this was a spam, but they address us as John and Scott.
John and Scott. So you think they're listeners, potentially.
Yes. I recently came across your podcast on the Podcasting News website, Directory. And I know it would be a great opportunity for us to be played on your show. And you can check out a few tracks on music.podshow.com, which is one of my favorite websites. Even though it's Podshow, there's a lot of great bands on there.
And it's all free, right? Like no copyright.
Right. There is copyrights. They do like something in common, some sort of a... It's not the what the fuck is it? RSS, whatever.
RIAA.
Yeah, it's not those fuck-ups.
Cocksuckers.
It's actually a bunch of people putting together their own kind of copyright company, which I think is very respectable. And they get, and it's great because you can listen to the tunes, you can add them to your playlist and all this stuff, and they're really, some of them are really good. Anyways, this is from Jordan Peer. The band name is Farewell Redemption.
Farewell Redemption.
Yeah. Farewell Redemption.
That's too many goddamn syllables.
We got a cut right
Farewell
here.
Farewell Redemption. That's five syllables.
Yeah.
Need a new name. And here is Farewell Redemption. On John and Scott, Total Talk Nonsense.
And your piece was spoken, safe to say, a little just too late. And all these words and simple things you're talking, just get this straight. So I'll be on my way. On my way. Please don't ask me. Come to say the trail you just left broken. Time you waste when impulse couldn't wait. Fall to place, reel it in, and all things left unspoken, leave them waiting, now you're gone without a trace.
Alright, have we heard pretty much the whole song? Because I'm ready to critique.
Yeah.
The production I think is great.
I think it's great, I like it. It reminds me a little Slash of Kelly Clarkson / Evanescence.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I like it. I like the production. I like the they got the electric and the acoustic guitar.
Acoustic.
That's
pretty
yes.
nice.
Era Wilf and acoustic.
If you want to hear more, you could check out www.purevolume.com/. Farewell Redemption. That's www.purevolume.com/farewell redemption.
Here's what they need to do. They need to send out whatever their best song is. If they think this is their best song.
No, I just picked a song from the list. This is called Impulse, the very first one on the list. They have several others.
Well, when you talk about... let me just talk about the song. Let's say this is their best song. Send it out to NBC, ABC, CBS, and try to get it played on one of their shows. Because music backing video is so goddamn powerful. And if you can get that, then you can get people to listen to the rest of your music. And maybe you make it, maybe you don't. I don't know. But
it's not that simple, Scott.
No, I think it
I
is.
Think you've, no, it's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, it's not even close.
No, really,
you're
I think
way
it is.
Off.
No, I'm not. Tell
Kelly
me why
Clarkson
I'm way off.
Clarkson is very famous because she was on American Idol.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you get that one of their songs to play on
as a backing track,
as a backing track,
fucking, the news
on OC.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, as the. Right. Okay. The backing track for a TV show, or rather the intro.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay.
So then you're gonna people are gonna.
Okay. I agree.
Oh. Okay. You're changing.
I retract.
You retract. You're evolving.
Yes.
Very
fuck
good.
You, you monkey lover.
Monkey. I'm not a monkey.
Monkey lover.
What are you saying about my wife? You cocksucker.
I didn't say it.
You said
you
monkey
see,
lover.
This is exactly what Rick was saying, how you are.
I am.
Yeah.
How I am.
He's 50-50, but you're the master manipulator.
What does that mean?